You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory with this week's rant. Gentlemen, I have to start this off with a simple question. Where is Rod Serling when you need him? Yes, gentlemen. Yes. I watched a video from Pease World earlier this week and also from Rome, Average Man Unplugged. Gentlemen, never in my wildest imagination did I ever think that I would put the words man-hater and pick-me in the same sentence. However, gentlemen, if this does not show you 1,000,000,000% proof that men are the prize, nothing will. Oh, yes, gentlemen. Oh, yes. Now, I'm going to share with you a few clips. And gentlemen, when you see the message, when you see the ultimate levels of desperation and manipulation that the female collective have come out with, at that point, you just throw your hands up. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play these three clips so you know exactly where I'm coming from.
I think any guy who is like done the work will understand why women are man haters. And if anything, you should want a woman who is a little bit of a man hater, because then if I am a man hater and I still choose to date your ass, you know I really fucking love you.
If you can get a man-hater to date you or give you a chance, you are the luckiest MF-er alive, genuinely. I know it sounds controversial, but trust me, that is the best girl to date. She's not seeking validation from other men. In fact, she gets repulsed by other men. And also, she gets really highly flattered if a girl compliments her, not seeking validation from literally anyone. Man-hater is always a girl that's been hurt, and so she doesn't just give anyone a chance. I stand firm on this. I've always said this. All of my girlfriends that are man-haters get treated the best, and they only care about their man's attention, genuinely. Girls that hate men are usually the girls that love the absolute most, because the reason that they hate men, is because they've been hurt the worst. They've been hurt the hardest because they love so bad, so deeply. So if you are able to get the man-hater to give you a chance, your luckiest freak, that is the girl that's going to love you the hardest, the fullest. Genuinely, you're just so lucky, I'm just saying. Anyways, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but date the man-hater. She's gonna love you the most, more than anyone. Peace out. You're welcome.
See, gentlemen? Right there. Now you've got man-haters saying that they should be in the running to be picked. Oh, gentlemen, that is a wrap. That right there, gentlemen, is an absolute wrap. Oh, men should start dating man-haters, because the quote-unquote logic that these women are trying to push is that, oh, if you as a man can successfully date a woman that hates men, that means you're special as a man. What? Gentlemen, We all know exactly what this scenario sounds like. Essentially, the Klansman with the black friend. You're one of the good ones. That's all that they're trying to say. Oh, you're one of the good men. Now, of course, we can't have this conversation without Drew Aflalo and the absolutely weak man that's with her. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah. Only a complete and total weak man would go for a man-hater, a professed man-hater. Talk about being down bad. That right there would be the worst taste of being down bad for a man. But, these women, once again, they literally have no logic. Because why on earth would a man be with a woman who hates men? Oh, he's got to prove himself to be not like other men. Yeah, right. No. Oh, she's not going to give any other men any attention. Once again, yeah, right. No. No, ladies. This form of manipulation is not going to work. Nope, nope, nope. But once again, like I said previously, this goes to show you the depths of desperation that women have fallen into. Oh, a man hater. Yeah, she should be a pick me. Yeah, no. No. Nope, ladies, that is not going to work. It simply is not going to work. Men have found way better things to do. Namely, we found our peace. You can't compete with that. Then you got women like Kendra G crashing out, talking about, oh, a man is not the prize. A man is not the prize. I'm the prize. Yeah. There was a comment that was left on the video, and I fell out when I read it. There is no object that sits on a shelf for 50 years that is for sale. Ooh. And she like 46. But guess what? Life is already passed her by. No man of any means is going to deal with her or women like her. So yes, ladies, you can say, oh, I'm successful, blah, 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 blah. But guess what? The man that you want, he's not even looking in your direction. He's looking further down the line at the younger, hotter models. The younger, hotter, and more agreeable models. Oh yeah, ladies. Oh yeah. Many, many, many ladies are still crashing out. They're trying to find any way to try to manipulate men back to the plantation. And men have said, nope, they're not doing it. They're not going. Hell, even MTR is getting the hell out of the Matrix. Beautiful. Beautiful. Another escapee. Yes, ladies, the men who can leave are going to do so. That option remains on the table for a lot of men. Hell, you've got Esther Pearl out there telling women, y'all need to lower y'all damn standards. What y'all looking for, yeah, that ain't it. But hey, we know the vast majority of women are not going to follow that advice. And guess what? Let them suffer. But in regards to these women who are talking about men should pick man haters, I don't know who dropped that into their matrix, but that right there, yeah, that is not going to happen. That is a rescue mission that will severely be aborted. Men are not going to take that mission on. That right there is damn near a self-deletion mission. Nope, it's not going to happen. But once again, hey, where's Rod Serling when you need him? Because we have definitely transitioned into the Twilight Zone with this new manipulation attempt. But seriously, gentlemen, did you not see this coming? Because I damn sure didn't see this coming. But hey, you know what? Anything they'll try, anything they will try. However, men are holding the damn line, ladies. And guess what? Yeah, that relationship gate that men are guarding, yeah, they pretty much welded that gate shut. It is what it is, ladies. You created this environment. Guess what? You're going to have to survive in it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Watch the videos. Watch more videos over on TikTok. Let me know what you guys think of this new attempt at manipulation by saying that men should choose active man haters to get into relationships with, because they will love you better than a male-centered woman. Get the absolute fuck out of here with that nonsense. And to you women who are actually thinking that this is going to be a solution for you, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you're going to get by being with a really weak man that would accept a man hater, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that once again, no matter how bad you behave, that there's going to be a man who's going to go out there and take you regardless, that thought process is going out right along with it. Believe you me, ladies, this new attempt at manipulation, this new desperate attempt, it's not going to work. It's going to fall flat on its face. Yes, Drew Aflalo is the outlier. The one woman who actually got married to the rich simp, she's another outlier because she said in her video, the most important key, he was not on social media. However, ladies, especially you everyday average women, that is not going to work for you. Men know too much. And yeah, you're not getting away with it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
The biggest compliment for a man is to bag a woman that hates men. She loves herself, she knows who she is, and she don't give a fuck what men think of her. So if you manage to get yourself a girl like that, that's saying a lot about you, because most men want something easy. They will give up at the first hurdle. They don't want to take the time or have the energy or have the capacity to understand a woman that knows her own worth, that is confident, that needs nothing from a man, never seeks male validation, is not impressed easily, is not easily accessible to people. To get a girl like that, to impress a girl like that and impress her enough to make her your girlfriend, to make her want to be your girlfriend, you've done really well, my friend, because you have to be of a certain caliber. You have to have a certain level of intelligence, emotional awareness, and just you have to just be a special kind of person to get a woman like that to give you her attention, let alone make her your girlfriend. If you manage to get a girl like that, you are doing very well for yourself.